blueprint has finally taken human form. What truly shook them was realizing that you can't be controlled, and that's exactly why you were born to lead. They threw everything at you. Rejection, manipulation, false accusations, betrayals that could have broken even the strongest spirits. But not only did you survive, you stayed solid. That kind of consistency in the middle of chaos isn't something you can fake. It's the result of being deeply rooted. At first, they feared you, because in a world built on control, people who can't be manipulated are often labeled as threats. But over time, that fear turned into something else. Respect. They saw the truth. You weren't unpredictable. You were unshakable. You didn't move for attention, praise, or a paycheck. You moved for truth. And that's rare. While most people bend under pressure for a little power or temporary validation, you stood firm. You showed them again and again that your soul isn't for sale. When others tried to trigger you, bait you, or drag you into chaos, you didn't react emotionally. You remained calm, grounded, and focused. That's not just self-control. That's spiritual leadership. They observed how you handled situations clearly designed to humiliate or break you, and you didn't retaliate with drama or desperation. You didn't fight for your name in the mud. You let your integrity do the talking. And that's when they realized, you're not emotionally reactive. You're spiritually strategic. That's the difference between someone chasing power and someone who's truly ready for it. You've walked through fire and emerged not bitter, but wise. That tells them everything they need to know. You're not fueled by ego. You're moved by purpose. And people like you. You're impossible to manipulate because you're not dependent on their approval, their platform, or their perks. That's what makes you dangerous to the corrupt and priceless, to those still holding on to truth and justice. They know now. You're not someone to control. You're someone to follow. Because when chaos erupts, you don't just stay standing. You lead. You speak to souls, not just audiences, and they've realized that's what actually changes nations. Your words don't sound rehearsed. You don't speak like someone trying to impress a crowd. You speak like someone trying to wake the dead, and people feel it. It's not about perfect delivery or eloquence. It's about the weight, the energy, the rawness, and the soul behind what you say. You're not performing. You're revealing truth, and that's what shakes people to their core. The Secret Service agent didn't just listen to you speak. They watched what happened after you spoke. The atmosphere shifted. People sat still, eyes wide, processing what they just heard, like something ancient had been stirred awake inside them. That's not charisma. That's spiritual impact. Most public figures aim for applause, attention, or political points. But you cut through all that. You speak to the part of people they've been told to bury, their spirit, their knowing, their inner truth. You say the things others don't have the courage to whisper, even in private. You bring honesty into rooms where lies have been comfortable for years. And you don't do it to offend. You do it because you have to. It's who you are. Your voice carries spiritual voltage, and people who feel energy, even if they don't understand it, recognize that current immediately. They've heard all the polished speeches and crowd-pleasing sound bites before. But you come with no filter, no facade, and no addiction to approval. You say what needs to be said, even if your voice trembles, and people don't just remember your words, they're convicted by them. That kind of power doesn't come from any leadership seminar. It's earned by surviving pain, walking in truth, and bleeding authenticity. Those who crave power the most are usually the least fit to handle it. But you've carried responsibility without a title, protected those who never thanked you, walked with integrity, even when silence would have been easier. The agent didn't just hear your words, they watched your track record. You never used influence to control. You used it to uplift. That's why they trust you. Real leadership is spiritual. It's about being trusted with people's hearts, not commanding their actions. You don't crave control, you crave justice. And in a world of performers, that makes you rare and dangerous in the best way. You didn't play the game, you rose above it. That's why they're endorsing you. Your trauma was your training. They know you didn't read about injustice You lived it. You were misjudged, ignored, and attacked by the very systems meant to protect you, and yet you didn't come out bitter. You came out clear-eyed. That pain didn't just teach you, it revealed everything. You've survived setups, psychological warfare, and spiritual attacks, not because you were wrong, but because your truth couldn't be controlled. And that's what makes you powerful. You're not theorizing justice. You are the evidence of what needs to be reformed. That Secret Service endorsement wasn't for optics. It was because you've proven what real leadership looks like. Someone who was crucified by power and still chose healing over revenge. You're not just qualified. You're the reform they've been too afraid to make. And while you didn't ask for this role, you're the only one who's earned it. Because no one understands justice like the one who had to fight for their own humanity and never became the monster in return. If you can lead yourself through hell without losing your soul, you can be trusted to lead others with integrity. Their endorsement isn't a favor, it's recognition. You weren't just surviving, you were being positioned. Heaven's been writing your resume all along, and now that the world is paying attention, it's not the beginning, it's the unveiling. You didn't need a campaign. Your life already voted for this moment.